Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And as I was praying about what to share with my radio family, the Lord placed something on my heart, which is maybe just a little departure from what I usually would share. It's going to be something very practical. We're going to talk about faith stretching and goal setting. What was that? Did I hear some groans and moans out there? Perhaps the very thought, what was your reaction to setting goals? Well, perhaps your heart sank a little bit because you might have thought of times that in the very best of intentions, you've set goals. You know, we've all made what, quote unquote, New Year's resolutions. And it's not a very happy or popular subject because most people, while they might valiantly set goals, it seems that the very subject just brings a flood wave of discouragement because a good many of us, all of us, have not been always successful in meeting our goals. But I think you'll be blessed if you'll just hang in there with me. We want to share from a spiritual point of view, even though we're going to be talking about very practical things. I do want to give you some examples from the scripture, but perhaps I should ask you, what have you been taught, or have you been taught anything on goal setting? And I'm linking goal setting with faith stretching because that is a very significant factor that is involved in setting our goals, or perhaps I should say in achieving our goals. First of all, before we go any further, let's talk about what is a goal. And if you've been with me any length of time, you know I love to share definitions. So the definition by Webster is, it's the end toward which effort is directed, an objective you wish to achieve. In other words, it's something which you're going to put mental, physical energy in a direction that you can accomplish something that you desire, something you wish to achieve. And we all have a multiplicity of goals. And sometimes we think of goals, we think of, you know, life plan goals and things we want to do in retirement. But we make goals all the time. In fact, even in the simplest of our days, there are many goals that we set, like, oh, you decide, when do you want to get up? When do you want to go to bed? What do you want to do with your day? You might be retired, you might be up in years, and you've got, praise God, a lot of freedom to determine what you do with your time. That's wonderful. There are multitudes of folks in midlife, for example. They're raising families. The husband's working a full-time job. Sometimes the wife is as well. And so it's hard to balance and to squeeze everything in, especially if there's children, there's school activities, there's all manner of things that can pull on our attention, on our strength, on our energy. And I would suggest the busier we are, the more we do need to set goals. However, even if you're 85 years old and you're just at home and you are listening to me, don't feel that somehow you are exempt, because God has a purpose in every season of our lives. You know, from time to time, if partners share their birthday with me, I love to send birthday cards. And I always try to include a little insert that I've made up. And I don't have it before me, but I think it says something like, "You're always the perfect age to serve God." And that's true. No matter if you're young, you might be just a teenager, you might still be in high school. And yet, whatever your the parameters of your life, whatever the circumstances, God has a plan and purpose for where you're at right now. You might not be in the best of health. You may be a shut-in. You may not be even to be able to get out. That does not make any difference. God has a plan for how you spend your time. And you can just grouse around and feel useless and just bemoan the days when you used to get a lot of things done and your life was different and you had family alive and your husband or your wife was alive. All that doesn't matter. God has you where He wants you right now. And how can you make your life a joyous offering to the Lord? And how can you receive satisfaction in your life? Well, I would suggest to you, a lot of it has to do with setting goals. Even the simplest of things, as I said, you know, when you're going to have dinner, what time, just the simple errands, the simple tasks of everyday life. We make them all, and we don't even necessarily think of it as goal setting, but it is. For example, I mean, you might work full time, and so on the weekend, you've got to use that time. You might want to clean out the garage. Ladies, you might have a closet you want to organize. There may be some drawers you want to go through. You maybe want to go through your clothes and get rid of some of them. There's too much in your closet. There's all kinds of things we can relate to in very simple and very practical ways. Well, I hope I've said enough to include all of you, no matter whether you're young or old or with a very active full schedule in middle age or a college student, all of us need to consider the subject of goals and goal setting. Now, before I go any further and look at scripture and things like that, why don't people set goals? Well, I'd like to share three reasons with you. And the first would be a lack of spiritual understanding. They not only don't understand the importance of it, but they don't see the purpose of it. Why do it? Sister Glass, I don't even want to hear all this. I just live my life moment to moment by trusting the Lord. The Lord lets me know. He sets the goals. Well, I was going to get to that. It's very important when you set your goals or look at your values and determine what your immediate goals are, what your long-range goals are. There's the immediate things you want to get done this day, this week, this month, this year, the next 5 years. It's important that you have the Lord's help to, first of all, determine those goals, because God will help you. Those goals and those purposes, if they align with His plan and purpose for your life, you won't be at cross purposes with the Lord. And so it's important to understand spiritually that God puts approval on goal setting. Did you ever think about this? God Himself had goals before He ever created the universe. Before He ever created man, He thought about that a whole lot. He did a lot of planning. We know from Scripture that He had the lamb slain before the foundation of the earth, that's Jesus, and He already had a plan in place for Jesus to come in the flesh to be our substitute, so His precious family that He was desiring, that came from Adam and Eve, our first parents, that He would not be deprived of that. So He definitely had a goal. And remember, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, He wrestled not with the goal. He wanted the same thing as His Father, but as a man, as in His humanity, He just shrunk from the very thought of what He was facing, the cross, the humiliation, the torture, the things He went through in His final hours. He said, "Lord, if it's possible," and because He knew all things are possible with Thee, let this cup pass from me. But nonetheless, because his goal was to always do the Father's will and to please his Father, he was willing to say, not my will, but thine be done. Now, let's look quickly and briefly at some scriptural examples. Noah, he was commanded by the Lord to build an ark, and it took a number of years to build that, but that was his goal. God had instructed them. And then, of course, in the life of Abraham, remember when God had blessed them with Isaac and he was growing? He sent his servant Eliezer back to his relatives to secure a wife for Isaac. He had a goal of having a Hebrew wife for his son to carry on the bloodline. He didn't want him marrying some of the women of the area in which they were living. So that was his goal. And remember, Joseph. Another classic example, God gave him a plan, a goal, and he provided for Egypt during those 7 years of famine. And also, it wasn't only just for the Egyptians, he kept alive his entire, the 70 people that came down to Egypt, his own blood relatives were spared during the time of famine. Moses, he had one big goal, to bring out Israel. Joshua, he had another big goal, to bring Israel into their promised land. David, he had a goal, and that was to kill Goliath, to defend the glory of God. And of course, we know Jesus had a goal of going to Calvary. He set his face steadfastly toward Jerusalem, the scriptures tell us. Well, I see my time is just flying away, and we will pick up here tomorrow. And I do hope that you'll be able to join me, because I believe as you have ears to hear, you'll glean a lot from the things I'm going to be sharing with you. And I know it's encouraged my heart to be more attentive and more willing to allow the Lord to help me set short-range and long-range goals. It's very important in our spiritual growth and maturity. Well, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I spend very little time encouraging you to write. But if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, He wants you to write, and there's a reason to do that. So obey Him. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,